Anyway, so he says, can you create a survey? Do you have, oh, this is the other thing. He says, I hate this when this is used in this way. He says, excuse me. Do you have, that was a mini hamburger and,
you've been listening to Big Fatty, haven't you?
That was a mini cheeseburger and tomato basil chips, which by the way, were pretty good. Anyway.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Which, by the way, were pretty good. Anyway.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1066 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, Big Fatty's been to the doctor, and we've got some good news. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, roofies. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're two, I say, Tuesday is going well. Well, y'all, you're roofies today because roofies or roofers are the ones that deal with shingles. Big Fatty, you're silly. Did Vader tell you that one? Well, actually, he did. So, anyway, give credit where credit is due, Big Fatty, especially when it sucks a big old donkey dick. Y'all, what was I going to tell you? Hi! Big Fatty is still in a lot of pain, y'all, I gotta tell you. And you're gonna hear this. You're gonna hear this for a while because this ain't going nowhere anytime soon, y'all. I got very little sleep on Sunday night. And so I just decided, I woke up Monday morning and I said, okay, the doctor's office doesn't open till 9 a.m. in the morning. And you can't call, you get the answering service before then, and they just tell you to call back at 9 o'clock. So y'all, at 15 minutes to 9, Big Fatty got in the Ford Explosion and started heading toward the doctor. And at about 2 minutes before 9, I called the doctor's office and said, I'm coming in, I got to see, this is Big Fatty, I've got to see the fat doctor, and I won't take no for an answer. And the lady says, well, we can get you in around 10:30. I said, fine, that'll be just lovely. So y'all, I went to the Chick-fil-A, y'all. And I know some of you are going, oh, my Big Fatty, no, oh. But y'all, I had a little fruit cup, and I had a complimentary cup of the senior citizens coffee, and I had some nuggets because that's just chicken. Yes, it's fried, and yes, it has a little bit of breading on it. But y'all, that was my best option. Okay, and again, you can't stop everything on the face of the earth. And I had a little bit of fruit, and y'all, it's the first real fruit that I've had since all this started last two, I say, Tuesday evening, with the exception of what I take to do the apple snack each night. And anyway, so I went, and I needed to run an errand or two, and I read my newspaper while I was in there. Y'all, it was cold and rainy and all here, and in Charleston, y'all, it was just like a Chamber of Commerce day for Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty, it's like that all the time in Walnut Hills. Cool and rainy, yes. And anyway, so y'all, I did my little errands and I was done. And y'all, I just said, you know what, I'm going to go on and go ahead and check in. And y'all, it's about a little after 10 a.m. in the morning. And they finally, and my appointment was for 10:30, and they finally called me in a little bit before 11. And the nurse, she says, so, Big Fatty, you think you got shingles, huh? And y'all, I lifted up to the side of my shirt, and she went, oh, that looks like that hurts. I says, it does. And she says, Big Fatty, hop on the scale here. Now, y'all, I hopped on the scale. I hopped on the scale when I went to the doctor last Tuesday, I say Tuesday afternoon. And y'all, between then and Monday morning of this week, Big Fatty had lost 6 pounds. 6 pounds, y'all, I couldn't believe it. Hadn't even been a week. And needless to say, Big Fatty, that made Big Fatty feel better. And anyway, so the doctor came in, and we kind of chitter-chatted a little bit. And he says, so you think you've got the shingles, huh? I said, yes! And he says, well, let's lift your shirt up and take a look. And y'all, I lifted up the side of my shirt, and he went, oh, yeah, you've got them all right. That's a nasty case of them. So, yes, Big Fatty, we are hearing. He says, we need to help get something going with you on that. So, y'all, I've now got a medicine I don't know what he called it, an antiviral or something. Because, y'all, this is a virus. This is a virus. It's the chickenpox virus. And he said, and I said, now, I am not one to complain about pain. Yes, Big Freddy, don't tell him why. Anyway, I said, but this is killing me. I said, I was literally near tears. It hurt so bad. And it's the back pain, y'all. And now the shingles themselves, they've gotten kind of tender, and they're beginning to be a little painful also. He says, I'm going to also write you a prescription for pain, and I don't want you going back to the coal mine until Friday at the earliest, and you just don't go back on Friday if you don't feel better. I said, thank you for calling. So, y'all, I walked out with the antiviral prescription. I walked out with a prescription for Vicodin. I walked out with a note saying, don't go to work. And, y'all, yes, Big Friday, we got it. And so I went and got those things filled, those prescriptions filled, and came home took one of the Vicodin. It took away some of the pain, but it was not like loopy. But he said, if it doesn't feel like it's taking away the pain enough, this should help you sleep also. It's okay to take two of them, but don't take more than two of them at a time. And y'all, he gave me a refill on the Vicodin also. So Big Fatty is hopefully we're going to be on the mending trail. Big Fatty, the mending trail. Oh, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, I want to talk a little bit about the food and all and the weight loss and everything, because y'all, several of you, and this has been y'all, that's the last of the turkey mushroom chili that I made with the ground beef. And y'all, I do not belch nearly as loud as that Adam from over there at the, what is that show called? The Dubious Intentions. Yes, Big Fatty, he just sounds like I don't know what he sounds like. Sounds like he's cleaning something out of a toilet or something. Toilet transferer is what he sounds like. But y'all, several of you said, Big Fatty, you have inspired me, to do this as well. And, y'all, it takes a strong mind, and I'm going to tell you, it ain't easy. It just ain't easy. And y'all, quite frankly, there are just some things that Big Fatty's not going to give up. It's just like my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Straight Bob sent me a message on Monday morning and said, if you give up the Tangerine tonic, I'm out of here. Y'all, I immediately responded, I'm not giving it up. And so, y'all, he's stuck with me. He is just stuck with me. So, anyway, Straight Bob, no such luck. Thank you for calling. But y'all, there's several of you that said that you were interested in doing this. And y'all, quite frankly, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing how quickly. And the doctor was just amazed how quickly I had dropped 6 pounds in less than a week. So that tells you something, y'all. It does tell you. Big Fatty, what does it tell us? It tells us that, yes, Big Fatty, never mind, move forward. I'm not going to go down into the fat cave today. Because I'm sure I'm going to do it tomorrow. But y'all, and by the time you hear this, except for you sneaky scoundrels. There's some sneaky scoundrels out there that listen early. But y'all, tomorrow or two, I say Tuesday a.m. in the morning. They're going to announce the who's going to be on the Dancing with the Stars. On the Good Morning Americans. And so, y'all, I'm sure I'll have a full blow-by-blow. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about blowing anything. Blow-by-blow report of all that. So, anyway, y'all, by the way, right before I began to record that show, y'all, I took two Vicodins, and so y'all, if all of a sudden you hear a buzz and there's nothing going on, I've probably passed out. Big Freddy, please let it kick in now. We could go with 9 minutes of silence. But y'all, let's see, what else did I want to talk to you about? Y'all, I don't think I mentioned to you that I finally filed my income tax return. Old white boy, y'all, from out there in the San Diegos, he called me on Sunday afternoon. Y'all, evidently there's an emergency with a Live It Up a little show, because y'all, there's something wrong with the WWW or something. And you know, he immediately called me for help. And you know, y'all, as technically savvy as Big Fatty is, y'all, I was unable to assist him in his quest for knowledge. So anyway, old white boy, y'all, he was nitter nattering about this and that, and what brought him up? Oh, the taxes. He was saying, "Oh, Big Freddy, I did my taxes online at the H&R Block online for free." And y'all, of course, I didn't do that. But anyway, the federal and the state governments have accepted my tax returns, and I'm anxiously waiting to accept their refunds. And y'all, that'll be lovely, just lovely, when that happens. Y'all, I got an e-letter this afternoon. Where did it come to? Oh, it must have come in over there. So y'all, just give me a second here. I'm gonna go over here, because y'all. Speaking of homosexuals. Y'all, that Joey Bukkake, from what do you call that? Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Cream Heads, Cream Butt, Puffy Butt. Big Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. He is out there in the Las Vegas, y'all, and y'all, he's been giving me some reports on different information that he is has come up with. And y'all, he has found a buffet that just sounds lovely. And y'all, I Big Fatty, y'all, I'm just belching out that chili today. Big Fatty is not one of the suits. Whether you want to believe it or not, I know there are those. Oh, Big Fatty, of course you're one of the suits, but I'm not a suit. But y'all, I believe that this coming Monday, the 5th of March, is the next State of the Station over there at the Pride 48. Now, y'all, I thought that in February also, but y'all, hopefully old Biba and Arthur and Adam and who else is a suit? I don't know. A Lurie Werbox and that Joey Bukkake. Y'all, hopefully they will all be over there, and there'll be some information. But there's no guarantee here, y'all. I'm just passing along what my beliefs are, and perhaps we'll hear an update, and perhaps we won't. So, but anyway, Big Fatty's gonna assume that that's when the Pride 48 State of the Station is gonna be. So anyway, y'all, mark it on your calendars, and just start calling that Dubious Intentions phone line. Call up and say, "Is State of the Station dead? or is it going to be live on the 5th of March? And, just harass him. Just harass him, y'all. Just harass him. Harass, harass, harass. Big Fatty, what about harass? Y'all, I got an e-letter, and I'm tempted not to say anything about this. In fact, I'm not going to say anything about it. Big Fatty, why did you even bring it up if you're not going to talk about it? Maybe we'll get into it a little bit later. But not today, Big Fatty. No, no. Y'all, I'm going to read one of these things that Paul has sent to me. It's about the genie's lamp. And, oh, no, that's a little movie thing. I can't read a movie. Y'all, I was listening to that Hat M while I was waiting for the doctor. Because, you know, if you're going to be in pain, you might as well listen to that Hat M show. Big Fatty, he's been busy. He's a spokesperson for the Mexican BMW. There's a picture over there. The Kim Beaver's Lodge. Y'all, anyway, Paul said... An 80-year-old man goes in for a physical. Y'all, this is very similar to Big Fatty. All of his tests come back with normal results, and the doctor says, George, everything looks great. How are you doing mentally and emotionally? Are you at peace with God? George replies, God and I are tight. He knows I have poor eyesight, so he's fixed it. So when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, poof, the light goes on. When I'm done, poof, the light goes off. Wow, that's incredible, the doctor said. A little later in the day, the doctor calls George's wife. Ethel, George is doing fine, but I had to call you because I am in awe of his relationship with the Lord. Is it true that when he gets up during the night and poof, the light goes on in the bathroom, and when he's done, poof, the light goes off? And Ethel exclaims, oh, sweet Jesus, he's peeing in the refrigerator again. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Just vulgar. So y'all, if your eyesight is bad and God's turning the light on for you when you go to TT in the middle of the night, y'all, you're probably peeing in the crisper. Big Fatty, peeing in the crisper. Nothing could be more true. Yes. So, y'all, the other thing I talked to old white boy about was, y'all, the good days. Because, you know, it's coming up. This coming weekend, it'll be just 3 months to the good days. Because, you know, it's the first weekend of March. And then you've got April, May, and it's the good days is the first weekend in June. So, y'all, if you're thinking about that, you might be looking around on the WWW for a good deal. I'm pretty sure old Digger and Twinkles, not Twinkles, what is his nickname? Tiggles? T Wiggles? I don't know what it is. Terry, yeah, y'all. It probably depends on which of their places they're staying in at the moment. But y'all, I'm pretty sure they'll be down there. And oh dear, I see. And old white boy said, well, you know, maybe I'll look into it also. So y'all, who knows? Old white boy may be joining us also. And Big Fatty's gonna be there this year, y'all. Big Fatty is gonna be there, assuming he ain't dead. But y'all, hopefully I won't have the shingles either. Big Fatty, if you ain't over by them, we'll just call Digger and have him take care of you. Put you out of all of our misery. So y'all, I hope you have a great last day of February. Big Fatty, it's not the last day. We've got an extra one because tomorrow we get to leap. We get to leap an extra day in February. What do you think about that, Adam, huh?
Which, by the way, were pretty good. Anyway.
What? That didn't make any sense.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.